Now, Mr. Brady, this week we celebrate America's independence, the 4th of July, and founding fathers, I doubt, thought that this country would be beholden to nations around the world that are not in our country's best interest just for our survival. And energy is our survival. So why aren't people talking more about energy independence here at home?
I think, or maybe I'm just hopeful, that members of Congress who continue to block our ability to explore more here at home will get the message over the 4th of July. Because if you think about freedom in America today, what it means is, for most families, it's the freedom to live in the neighborhood you choose, that's safe and good schools that you want. It's the freedom to work at the best job you can get, which may not be next door, it may be 20 miles away. It's the freedom to take your kids truthfully on a vacation somewhere without having to take out a loan to do it. And yet, we've become so dependent on foreign countries for our oil, for just our livelihood, that we really risk losing that freedom. And I think pushing Congress to explore more, to conserve more, to support renewables, we've been doing the renewables and the conservation. What we've ignored is more exploration, deep ocean exploration off our coast, Alaska oil shale. And all we're really asking, a number of us in Congress, is just give us a vote. Give us the freedom to vote up or down on should we explore more way off our coast? Can we explore in that little part of Alaska that was set aside specifically for that? And I think with all the folks who are this 4th of July just stunned at how expensive it is to fill their vehicle or small businesses, I think people deserve it.
And again, a lot of these countries we're buying our energy from are not countries that have American best interest at heart.
No, and if you look at Venezuela and Iran, you look at Russia and Nigeria and the Middle East, you just see that, truthfully, in your right mind, would we have designed an energy plan that was so reliant, two-thirds reliant upon those countries? It makes no sense, especially since we have it here, available here at home.
But the most recent votes on Capitol Hill have not been on American energy independence. They've been on everything but.
Yeah, it really has. And this week, the House passed a bill that provides taxpayer subsidies to federal workers to help them get to work. But that doesn't do anything to the rest of America that's actually paying those taxes. We didn't pass, thankfully, this use or lose it bill that is already current law and is probably shows just tremendous ignorance about how energy is produced in America. We just continue to have more gimmicks instead of just straight up or down votes, I think, like the American public deserves.
So this is the time to celebrate your independence for not only your country, but your energy as well.
If we tell the rest of the world we're going to do more, not less, to meet our own energy needs, we can have energy security. We can be more in control of our future, but right now we're not.
The frustration isn't just with the Democrats in the House, but also in the Senate as well.
The Senate adjourned without fixing the reimbursement of Medicare for our doctors and our local pharmacists, which we need, and they adjourned without sending the president the compromise on foreign intelligence, the one that allows us to listen in on foreign communications, which is important not just for our safety here at home, but for our troops as well in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't know how you leave without finishing that work.
Especially when you leave for Independence Day.
It is very frustrating.